There goes the final whistle, and it's an end of an era here at the County Ground. And as I speak, the pitch is just deluged with spectators all running onto the pitch. Some of them already beginning to take mementos. The corner flags have already gone.
Northampton Town's 97-year reign at the County Ground finally came to an end last night. Unfortunately, the Cobblers lost their final game 1-0 against Mansfield. For some Northampton supporters, the result wasn't important compared to the memories the ground had given them over the years.
So it was my first date with my husband.
What, your husband took you here for the very first time?
Yes, he did. The first time we met, he said, would you like to come on a date? It's the Cobblers tomorrow. And I've been coming ever since.
And it was love at first sight, was it?
Well, I married him, so I would say so.
Can you remember much about the game, or I guess you weren't really interested?
No, not really. I wasn't really into football then, but once I met him, obviously I was addicted, and that was it. We're a Cobblers household now.
My most memorable moment was when George Best was up here. It was a pleasure to watch him play. He was a terrific footballer, and coming from Ireland as I do, I have to say that. And it was terrific when he scored the 6 goals against us, you know, it was a terrific match.
So even though he scored 6 against Northampton, you didn't mind?
No, I didn't really mind, no. It was the first time I'd ever seen him, so it was a pleasure to watch him play.
One man who's been no stranger to the County Ground over the years is Tommy Fowler. He made a record 521 appearances for the Cobblers between 1946 and 1961.
It's been a second home, I think, to me. You know, we've been here so long. I was here about 17 seasons or so, you know. And it's more or less a second home, you know, because I think it was 4 or 5 seasons. I never missed a match, you know, in the first team. So it's quite happy memories for me, you know.
How will you feel when the final whistle goes for the last time tonight?
Well, I feel a bit sad, I think, to see it go, you know, but there we are. It's got to happen, hasn't it? And got to move with the times, and I think it'll be a lot better where they're going. They'll probably play a lot better with that surface up there as well.
Northampton Town director Barry Stonehill says it may be the end of one era, but hopefully it will be the start of a bright new beginning at Sixfields.
And the euphoria's been going on for the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks, and you mustn't get carried away.
I guess you'll be glad when it's all over, won't you, when the Cobblers have moved into Sixfields and the thought of a new stadium isn't on the horizon and people can concentrate on the football?
Yeah, I think it'll take probably a month for things to settle down, but what worries me a little bit is obviously Barnet coming on Saturday. They're going to want to spoil the party, as Mansfield have done tonight, so it's going to be a very hard game.
What about the new ground then? Do you think there will be any teething problems?
If the ticket organisation ain't to go by, the answer's got to be yes. I think it's such a massive move for us that there will be teething problems. I'm just asking the public to bear with us. I think it'll take probably 3 or 4 games before we can actually settle down and get things organised properly. The difficulty is we weren't responsible for the distribution of the tickets. It's done by the management company. They had bad luck with the computers going down 2 or 3 times. Also, I don't think they quite expected the rush there was for tickets, and they just couldn't cope with it.
Northampton Town's first match at Sixfields is an Ensley Insurance Third Division game against Barnet on Saturday.